Ovadia Perek Aleph Pasuk Tes. So Edom is going to have a very, very bad day when everything is going to decline and fall. V'chatu giborecha teiman, and your mighty men will be dismayed, teiman, men of the southlands. Edom originally is a Lot, and all of the landmarks in the Sinai Desert that are identified in Chumash, Esav is south of Eretz Yisrael, so you're the men of Teiman. So your wise men are going to be lost, and your giborim are dismayed. Laman yikar es ish mehar Esav mikatel. In order that every man be cut off from the mountain of Esav by slaughter, by being killed, there's going to be a merciless slaughter upon all of you. If you think about the bombing of Dresden and what happened, if you connect Edom at all to Germany during World War II, the massive destruction in Germany was unstoppable and unprecedented. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to find any reason to hold back, particularly since Rome destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash and exiled the Jewish people and it did terrible things. Which leads to, why is it that these terrible things are going to happen to you, Edom? Mechamas achicha Yaakov. Directly, openly, says Pasuk Yud, because of the violence of your brother Yaakov. Techas chavusha, shame will cover you. Benichrata leolam, and you'll be cut off forever. So the violence of your brother Yaakov means the violence with which you treated your brother Yaakov, the oppression with which you treated Yaakov, the Hamas with which you treated Yaakov. This does not bode well for Palestinians, may I say. You're going to be covered completely with humility and shame. You're going to be cut off forever. You're never going to rise again. Now, Ibn Ezra says this even refers to the time of the Churban, the first Beis HaMikdash by Nebuchadnezzar, because Edom joined in the destruction of the Jews, even though it had nothing to do with them. In Eicha, you see this. They were looking forward to it. They did it just for their own pleasure, to try to help destroy Yaakov, or to simply watch Nebuchadnezzar destroy Yaakov. We know that Edom in Eicha is considered to be, Seir is celebrating in the site of the Beis HaMikdash. And then you yourselves destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash. Well, you're going to be cut off forever. That's going to be the end of it. Yod Aleph, Biyom Amodcha Mineged. And here it is where you stood and watched on the day that you stood from afar and did not come to help your brother. Titus and his army, Radak says, were Romans, but the majority of the army were from Edom. They were hired guns. They were mercenaries. Edomites. The Edomites were being ruled over by Rome at that time. It didn't belong. Their own land didn't belong to them. But when Titus besieged Jerusalem, they said, let us help, let us help. Can we help? Can we do it? Let us do it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had told us back when we were in the Midbar, Lo sisaye vadomik yachichahu. We're not supposed to go and oppress Edom. Hashem held us back from oppressing Edom when we were riding high. He said we couldn't even go into the Bnei Seir without permission. And when they didn't give us permission, we just avoided, even though it meant no water, no food. So we had treated Edom with great consideration back in the day. And now Edom is showing exactly what they stand for by volunteering to be part of our destruction. Biyom Shavos Zarim Chelo, on the day strangers captured his possessions, the Beis HaMikdash, the Romans. V'nachrim Ba'u She'arav, and foreigners came into his gates, into his cities. V'al Yerushalayim Yadu Goral, and on Yerushalayim they cast lots. Gam Atake Achad Mehem, you two are like one of them. Everybody wants a piece of Yerushalayim. The Armenian quarter, the Muslim quarter, the Christian quarter. What does it have to do with anything? What does Yerushalayim have to do with you? But also, Radak says, they cast lots on the captives of Yerushalayim to go and take them as well. So Zakrashi, so they are part of the attack. They're volunteering to be part of the attack for no better reason than bloodlust and vengeance on the brother who they say stole their Bechorah when they sold it themselves. You should not have looked on the day of your brother, on the day of his being delivered. Or on the day of their calamity, Nachro. Maybe the day that they were estranged from their own land. You should not have rejoiced about the children of Yehuda on the day of their destruction. either A, you shouldn't have participated, or B, you should also not have been looking and rejoicing about it. So on the day we're delivered into the hands of the heathens, what are you doing? You're having a great time. You're drinking it up. It says so in Eicha also. It says that they were drinking and happy. Ve'al tagdel picha b'yom tzara. You should not have spoken proudly and derisively on the day of their distress. But, Zak Mitzudas David, you did all these things. This is a big surprise. What does the UN ever have to say that's remotely helpful or even fair? Yudgimel altavo v'shar ami b'yom edom. You should not have come into the gate of my people on the day of their misfortune. Ironically, Edom can mean holiday. Isn't Eid a big holiday in Arabic? But I'm not sure if Edom for holidays with an aleph or an ayin. So it might not be an exact parallel, of course, in the word. Altere gamata b'ra'aso b'yom edo. You should not have looked at their affliction on the day of their misfortune. When a nuclear bomb goes off, don't look directly into the mushroom cloud. The al tishlachno v'chelo b'yom edo. And you should not have stretched out your hands upon their possessions on the day of their misfortune, which of course is what they like to do, to grab everything that's not nailed down. If they're going to have misfortune, we're going to steal everything. Think about what happened to all the Jewish possessions in Eastern Europe that some of them, Nebuch, came back looking for after the war, and their neighbors had dug them up and stolen them. So if on the day that you're being slaughtered in death camps, your neighbors are stealing everything that's not nailed down, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes note, and sooner or later, that is going to be compensated for.